T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good evening. Thanks, friends, for being there. Hope you had a good day at work. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I've tried my best to respond, so I just want to take the clock back to last Friday's show. And I told you that a friend of mine who is very, not quite a doctor, but up there in healthcare, is putting together a group of local healthcare people who want to join together to fight any booster mandate in the future. So what I've done is I have put that individual's email on the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page so that you can directly reach out to the individual who is organizing the group. My involvement in this was I told my friend, I think I can get you the nucleus of an army. So I did that, and I forwarded every email I had received through, Monday relative to that group thereabouts. But at this point, he has his own email, so you can address your issues as healthcare workers to this individual's email directly without involving me. I've tried to respond to the other emails I have received, but to be honest with you, it's a little bit much for me to tackle in addition to everything else that I am doing. So my only point is, instead of sending me the email saying, hey, I want to be involved in this group, it would be much more time effective for you to contact my buddy directly. And you can do that by going to the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page. And thank you for your cooperation, because just like you, and certainly like Tim Wenger here at the radio station, I find myself a little short-staffed, and I find myself a little short of time these days. And I've told you guys this before, but I happen to have a wide range of interests, and unfortunately, I mean, the good news is it's been a great life. It really has been. I mean, it's been better than I ever could have dreamt ever. And I have no reason to think it's going to end anytime real soon. It's been a great life. The bad news is that I find myself so involved with so many different things that I don't have as much time as I wish I had to devote to everything. So that is why one of the things that I've learned over the years as a talk show host is that's all I am, is a talk show host. I'm not a political organizer. I'm not an organizational organizer. The best I can do is try to put you in touch and steer you to the right person. So that I don't let you down, because I don't like letting people down, okay? Understand that. It's an annoying perfectionist trait that I have, but the honest-to-God answer is I've tried to respond to everybody with the email address of my buddy, and I have it put up on my Facebook page. But if you are a healthcare worker at this point, and I say this with love, please don't reach out to me. Reach out directly to the guy who's doing that particular group. Because one of the things is, in my other life, if you will, I enjoy playing guitar. And in my other life, I also very much enjoy history and archaeology. And I find myself... You know, again, this is a situation that it happened to arise from the show, and I found myself in the middle of something. I've cobbled together this group of local amateur historians and researchers and geophysicists and everything else, and we have about three or more projects on which we are working right now. And that is also somewhat time-consuming. So I guess one of the things that I've learned a little bit with age is that, you know, you can do anything in this life that you want to do, but you can't do everything. So to the best of my ability, I've lived up to the promise I made to my friend to get him a whole bunch of healthcare workers who with whom he can have an army. But at this point, I need to walk away from that and just have you contact him directly. And I say that with love. And again, it's only because I don't like doing things half, you know what, I just don't. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it right. It was, by the way, great pleasure last night being at the 1791 Society's meeting, listening to the mayor of Williamsville, Deb Rogers, speak and wow the room. I did want to stay longer, but it was getting a little bit late. And I did have three ladies waiting for me back in Williamsville, and I could not let those three ladies down. So I had to kind of duck out of the meeting a little bit on the early side, or else I would have been too late to partake in social activities. So I wasn't trying to be rude, but again, you know what it's like to be short-staffed in your own life, right? You got to get Jimmy to soccer, you got to get somebody to softball, you got to get somebody else to hockey, and there are only so many hours in the day. And just like you, I try to max my hours in a day. And, you know, like I say, it's fun. It's in a way, I think sometimes this almost could be a talk show topic, but I think sometimes it's almost better to be too busy than to not be busy enough. And the way life has worked out is that I've got so many different interests and have my finger in so many different pies. All right. I have my finger in so many different pies that sometimes it's a bit of a challenge to get the full attention that I'd like to give every one of the endeavors. And what's really funny, I got to tell you this too, is none of those things are profitable enterprises for me. None of them involve making money. They all involve volunteer stuff. And that doesn't make me some special person. It probably makes me a really stupid person because I should have a side hustle that I don't. I'm just more concerned with engaging in these silly little hobbies I have of finding archaeological sites and making sure that we unearth the history of Western New York as best as we can and as professionally as we can in the months ahead. And just so you know, just so there's no confusion about this, we have already, there's a very, very high probability that we've already made one extremely significant find, and there is a very high probability that we're going to make a second very significant find once the weather lightens up. But I know we might have some professionals listening saying, Tom, you're talking about some serious stuff here. No, no, no. When we come upon a sensitive site, we know whom to call in to do things the right way. I think I mentioned this yesterday, that much like the cop shows you see, you never get a second chance to excavate an archaeological site right. It's got to be done right the first time. So we've got those connections in place, and we'll be working with them as the months unfold, and it's going to be a very special day when we can make the announcement that we are looking forward to making. But the important thing is, I just want you guys to know we're going to do it the right way, and we're not going to wreck anything. We're not going to destroy anything. It's going to be done in such a way as the professionals will be able to get a lot of scholarly papers out of it. Yeah, we're going to be mentioned, we're going to be cited, but that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is having more history of our area come to light and putting the period on some questions that have long lingered around the early days of Western New York, and we're really, really looking forward to moving forward, and this team of volunteer amateur historians and professional geophysicists, we're really champing at the bit, if you will. So anyway, in life, just remember the takeaway there is you can do anything you want, but what I've learned is you can't do everything because there just isn't enough time in the day, no matter how well-intentioned you happen to be. Let's get the very latest in traffic with the always well.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it is Bowerly. And I tell you what, the last part of the show, since we've been so guest-intensive, I'm going to bounce a few subjects off of you, and you can start calling in. Well, if you want, you can start calling in now, but to save you some time, you can probably wait until about 5:35 or so, because I really, honest, I don't get any power trip satisfaction out of keeping you guys on hold any longer than I have to. And like you, when you call a doctor's office, you are now number 18 in the queue. I can't stand that. So I try not to do that. But a couple of things. We started this actually the 3 o'clock hour, and I think we might have some juice left in it. And it is when it comes to borrowing money from friends or relatives, I want you to be honest. Have you done it and have you paid it back, or did trouble ensue? Now, if you are somebody who has let friends or relatives borrow money, I'll use the expression everybody hates. So how did that work out for you? And I must tell you, in all honesty, everybody to whom I have ever been involved in letting borrow money, they have always paid it back. Okay? They've always paid it back. And when somebody does pay you back, you don't feel bad about giving them a loan in the future if circumstances mean they need a loan in the future, because they've already shown that they take their debts responsibly. Now, we had a caller in the 3 o'clock hour that really disappointed me, because this guy apparently lives in some seniors' housing complex, and one of the women there said, I need $50 to have my dog groomed. Well, let me say that if you can't afford to have your dog groomed, maybe you can't afford a dog. I mean, animals tend to be expensive. But I digress. But this individual borrowed the money several months ago, $50, and as of now has not paid it back. And the original pitch was, can I borrow $50? I'll pay you back when the check comes at the beginning of the month. And then it was, oh, Christmas, I can't do it this month. Then it was, oh, New Year's, I can't do it this month, Christmas bills. So I have a funny feeling that individual is not going to get his money back. And it's a real shame because it's $50. Now, like I said, I take a number of factors into consideration as far as if I'm going to let somebody borrow money. First of all, I don't charge interest because if I'm letting you borrow money, you're a friend of mine and I know you. And I don't charge my friends interest. I think that that's wrong because someday that could be me saying, hey, do you have X number of dollars I can borrow? And I'm not going to want to be caught in the interest pit. But so far, so good as far as my having loans repaid that I have put out there, totally interest-free, and I haven't had a problem. Some of the loans have been, let's just say, not insignificant loans, but I've been paid back. And maybe you call me lucky, blessed, whatever, but when somebody proves to be a good risk, I have no problem at all helping them out when they need it. Now, the corollary to that is this. If somebody is always coming to you and saying, here's what I need, I'm in a pinch because of, then I think you owe it to that friend or that family member to have a heart-to-heart conversation about money management. And if you're constantly short here, short there, not making it there, you have to examine that individual's spending patterns and advise that individual that in this life, you got two choices. You can either increase revenue or you can decrease spending or maybe a combination of the both. But obviously, if somebody is chronically running into shortfalls, that's something that has to be addressed. And that's something that a loan is not going to solve. The problem is a lot deeper than that. I don't know if anybody wants to agree or disagree, but that's something that has to be taken care of. And as far as the credit card companies, that's the last thing you want to be involved in is being in debt to the credit card companies because that's like indentured servitude. So do you or don't you let people borrow money? And has there been a friend or a family situation that has caused, well, dissension and bitterness because they haven't paid you back? They're never going to pay you back. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I receive every day at least one and sometimes more emails from people who say, hey, Tom, moved out of New York State years ago. Best thing I have ever done. I listen to you guys, and I can't believe how you are suffering under the politics of New York State. So, if you are listening online, in other words, if you're listening online but you're not in Western New York, I know a lot of people in Olean and Cuba, New York might be listening online, but you're still part of New York State. I'm talking about those of you who have picked up, who've moved, who've done the full Monty and turned your naked backside on Western New York. Where did you go? Where did you go? And tell us what's so great about the new place. Because I get emails all the time from people saying, I left, I'm not looking back, and I feel bad for what you guys are going through. So, two pretty darn good topics. And let me give you the phone number. 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can either call now or wait till about 5:35, and that way you won't have to be on hold for more than a couple of minutes. Fair enough? Try to help. On News Radio 930. WBEN. Okay, so now you can call. A couple of topics that I've whipped out here. One I've been trying to do for a while, and that is, where are you when it comes to letting friends or relatives borrow money? And has it screwed up friendships? Has it destroyed family relationships? Did you take a hit? You trusted somebody and you messed up because you trusted somebody? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, usually every day I receive at least an email from somebody saying, wow, I feel so bad for those of you who are still living in Western New York. I moved to fill in blank here, and I haven't looked back. So if you're one of those people and you're listening online at the Odyssey app, what was your moment of truth that made you leave? And don't you miss this? Don't you miss Western New York? Let's go to Greta in Clarence. First up, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Greta, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. First of all, I just want to let you know, you have a great radio voice to begin with. And I'll be honest, I hardly noticed any difference. I mean, you still sound great on the radio, and I just really wanted you to know that.
Well, you're very kind. It's got to be the processing. It's got to be the processing. But thank you for saying that. I'm happy to know that, because I have to listen to it through headphones, and I feel like I'm peeling paint.
No. It doesn't appear that way to me, believe me. Okay. And so, secondly, on the subject of borrowing, I did make, I should call a mistake. About 20 years ago, I needed rent money, and I was always in need of money back then. And I needed to borrow some money from somebody in church. And I remember when he opened up the Bible to see if I was a good person to borrow from, and he said, yeah, I think you look good. And but I was actually only able to pay him a small portion of it back. And I didn't pay the rest of it back. I think I was only, I think it was like maybe $500, and I probably only paid like about $150 or maybe $200 back. But I was undergoing a lot of financial struggle. But it was a financial burden on me just not to be able to pay him back. And because that happened, I told myself, you know what? When the next time it happens and I get a lot of money, hopefully it'll happen, you know, I don't want anybody to ever borrow money from me, because I don't want them to go through that financial strain that I went through when I had to pay somebody back. So about 10 years ago, I received my inheritance money from my folks. So it was a good, lot of money. And my best friend, who went on a trip to Florida, wasn't managing his money well. He needed $2,000. I gave him $2,000. He needed $500 more. I gave him $700 instead of $500. And I said, don't you dare pay me back. So my new philosophy is, if you need it and I have it, I'll not only give it to you, I'll give you more than what you want, and just don't ever pay me back.
I could use about $3 million.
And there's been a couple times when she's needed, you know, like just like $20, and she'll say, yeah, I'll pay you back. And I'm like, don't worry about it. Just keep it. So that's what I wanted to
say. Well, number one, may I presume that the person from whom you borrowed the $500 and to whom you still owe $350, do I presume that that person is no longer walking this earth, so when the inheritance came, you couldn't make good?
No, I don't have his number anymore. I don't have his number or address.
Well, it's you can do some internet sleuthing and find that out pretty easily. Just saying. I'm just saying. Secondly, don't you worry about being taken advantage of? Because if you're a soft touch, I mean, anybody listening right now hears your voice, they're going to say, well, Greta's got some bucks. Let's just ask and see what happens.
No, because I'm not going to just give it away so that I don't have enough for myself. And it is my best friend. So because he's done a lot for me, it's like my time to give back to him.
Well, see, okay, now here we enter into a different aspect of the relationship. Now, if this is somebody who is always coming over to your house to hang up a television set or to paint or to do some handyman work or something like that, then I think you can kind of justify it by saying, hey, everything you've done for me. Let me do a little bit for you just to show that I'm not a heel. If that's the relationship.
Yes, it is. But I still feel at the same point, if I'm able to do it, if somebody needed it, I would never, because of what I went through, it wouldn't be a bow. I would just say, here's the money. I have it. I'm giving it to you. And you don't have to pay it back.
See, that's interesting because I wouldn't do that, at least not with a large sum of money. I mean, a small sum of money, who cares? It's a small sum. But a large sum of money, no way. It's like if somebody says, I need money to borrow, okay, you can borrow it, but the definition of borrow means you're going to return it at some point.
Right. I guess what amount, it depends on the amount and what I have to give.
Yeah, so you're more generous than I. I know you are. I'm just saying.
To go through what I went through, and I mean, I'm going to be intelligent about it. I'm not going to give more than what I, you know, can handle.
But Greta, just trust me. You will be able, with any application of effort, to track down the person who started this whole ball rolling, because you still owe him $350.
Okay.
All right, Greta. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hey, at least I didn't say with interest. How many of you have gotten burned when letting somebody borrow money, or has it worked out for you? It's worked out for me fine every time I've done it. I've had to borrow money at various points in my life. I'd paid back every penny. It was, a matter of honor to me to do that. And I've been paid back in return. But then again, I just don't willy-nilly do it. Somebody's got to have a good reason, and I've got to know somebody. And then, all right, I'll take a chance, because then you kind of become like family. But I'm not going to charge interest. I think that would be wrong. Let's go to John in Florida, 803-0930. Do you let people borrow money? Have you been burned? Has it caused problems in the family? And those of you who keep sending me emails saying, I moved out of Buffalo X number of years ago. I moved to blank and I've never looked back. I can't believe all you poor suckers who stay in New York State. All right, so John is in Florida. John, speak.
Hi, Tom. It's Johnny Main Jr. We talked a couple times about my dad, about the ventriloquist. But I moved to Florida 1 year ago, and it's all because of you. You opened my eyes about COVID, politics, and I've been listening to you for years. And I'm 39 years old, and if it wasn't for your knowledge and your honesty and how you handle yourself on the radio, I would have never moved to Florida. I've been stuck in New York, miserable, like a lot of people do, and they get stuck in that vortex and they can't get out.
Ultimately, you were unhappy, and ultimately, you had to make the decision that you were going to find more happiness in Florida. So can you walk through your cycle of thought, if you will, that 1 year ago you were living here, and now you've got the looks of a tanned Adonis strutting the streets of Florida?
Well, the whole thing with Florida was, like, I was just so sick of the politics up there, just with all the taxes we get hit with, the weather. I'm a truck driver. I lost my job due to an issue, and I had nothing to lose. You know, I brought my family down here. I still got a lot of connections up there, and I sold my house in Niagara Falls, in a good area in Niagara Falls, 99th Street, and best decision ever in my life. I've not been so happy. There's no stress. There's no drama. There's no, negative in politics. And, the bad thing down here, I'll give you that, they don't know how to drive. They're horrible.
Well, that's a universal situation. By the way, as you will learn, the minute you learn as you move into Florida, if the car in front of you has Wisconsin plates, it is to be avoided at all costs. Any Wisconsin plate is a clear harbinger of trouble. But you say there's no drama, and I want to explore that a little bit further. Every life, you've got stress. Every life, I mean, stress is a good thing. Stress keeps you motivated to get you on track and do what it is that you got to do. So what is it you're doing now that provides you this stress-free environment?
I feel there's a lot of tension. There was a lot of tension in my life and a lot of stress at the time with family and friends and just a negative, like, atmosphere in New York, especially in Niagara Falls and Buffalo. A lot of backstabbers, a lot of people that, you know, don't treat you good, disrespect you, and, you know, a lot of stuff. You can get that anywhere. I get that. But I feel like since I came down here, I just feel cleansed of it. The weight's been lifted off my back. I live in a beautiful community in Coral Springs, Florida. I have the sun every day. I thrive off sun, not gloomy days. I listen to you guys every day in the morning and now, and I listen to you guys and I hear about all the news. I keep track of everything up there, the weather, all that stuff. I talk to my buddies that work for a local trucking company every day. They tell me what's going on up there with the politics, and it's just like, thank God for this state. And people might say Florida is the death state. It's really not. We're living our lives. We don't have any crap going on that's, you know, holding us back. We don't have to wear masks in certain places. We're not forced to wear masks. We're not forced. Our police officers are respected. It's a big burden of society that is going on these days that is hurting our New York. And down here, it's just, you know, it's living a dream. It's sunny every day. It's warm, sometimes a little rain. But these guys are horrible drivers, which we already talked about. I personally am so happy.
Is there anything about Western New York that you miss?
You know what? I miss the food. I miss the food. the food is definitely a must. And I do miss the cold here and there. My son still lives up there in North Tonawanda. I come up and visit him. But once I hit that airport, it's just like gloom and doom. Like, everything's dead. Everything's yuck. It's just it flying out of Fort Lauderdale to fly up there, it's very cheaper to fly out of Florida than it is to fly out of Buffalo. I can tell you that. That's a very good perk. It's so much cheaper to fly out of anywhere in Florida, to go any country, overseas, anywhere. So much cheaper, like $200 to $300 less flying out of Florida than flying out of Buffalo.
This phone call brought to you by the Buffalo Niagara Chamber of Commerce. It's John in Florida. Now, okay, one of the things about moving out of the area, how have you dealt with the whole friend and social support issue and any issues you've got within your family? Because sometimes it happens that you're happy, but the person you happen to be with, they're never going to be happy until you go back to Niagara Falls.
Well, the friends and family, they're still up there, but I talk to them. I call everybody once a week, check on them, see what's going on. Down here, I just keep to myself. I make friends. I got friends at my new job. You know, I keep busy every week. I'm always on the go. It's like, you know, I'm always keeping busy learning, you know, new areas of Florida. I've been to Disney already. I've been to Universal. I'm a pass holder. So much cheaper, so much stuff to do down here, so lively. I'm always, you know, I fly my son down here every spring and winter, and we're always doing something. You know, it's just so much stuff down here for a positive. It's not like you're cooped up in the house waiting, you know, to go down to 3rd Street in Niagara Falls for the Nerds to play or whatever. It's not like that. It's something's always going on down here. It's great, and that's my personality. I always got to be on the move. I always got to be, you know, busy. And up there, it was like, oh, we got to wait for the Nerds to play Friday. We can't, you know. What are you going to go play, Lasertron, you know, in Amherst? Here, there's so much stuff to do here, so much stuff.
Well, I thank you for the call. I will say that you can always find something to do around here, especially in the summertime, but there's always something going on somewhere. Right. John, thank you for the call, and your father still was an amazing entertainer, just so you know.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. John in Florida, his dad was Johnny Main, a ventriloquist who had a rather bawdy act. Never forgot it. Tremendous talent. And again, there's no reason to put your cat out tonight. There's no reason to let the dog out for more than 2 minutes. Stay with the dog, because how would you like to be a poor little critter used to cuddling by the fire, and then you end up trying to find a place to stay warm overnight when it's like 0 degrees outside? Not a lot of fun, I'm quite sure. I'm just a sucker for animals. You know, the one thing, too, and if we had more time, we could get into it. If you are listening online through the Odyssey app and you don't happen to be in the immediate Western New York area, one of the things that I do wonder And I wonder about this because I did live out of town for two or three years, and it is the food, the Buffalo food that you miss the most. And there are so many Buffalo staples and traditions that we enjoy. For example, we had Dr. Peter McCullough on in the 4 o'clock hour. And he remembered the place, as he said, that had frozen yogurt. Well, it wasn't frozen yogurt. It was custard. And it was Anderson's. You can't find Anderson's outside of Western New York, okay? We've got pizza places. And we've all got our favorite pizza place that we go. Some of you, it's Bocce's. Some of you, it's La Hacienda or whatever the closest pizzeria to your house happens to be. Hot dogs. I mean, we've got Louie's hot dogs. We've got Ted's hot dogs. And it is impossible to find a Buffalo-style hot dog anywhere but Buffalo. In St. Louis, I used to cheat. I used to go to Dairy Queen and get a chili dog. When I really wanted a Ted's dog, I settled. Yeah, I ate grilled cheese off the radiator. I settled. So the food, and then, of course, the chicken wing. And as you well know, it's a very well-accepted fact, those of us in Buffalo do not call them Buffalo wings. Now, in all fairness, have yet to eat the Bar Bill wings, which I hear are out of this world. But not considering those because they have not entered my palate yet, I happen to be one of those crazy people who believes that the finest chicken wing in all of Western New York is Duff's. The Duff's hot wing is legendary. And I assure you, especially if you haven't eaten them in a while, when you have a couple of Duff's wings in the middle of the night, you are going to wake up and go through probably 18 bottles of water. Yeah, not exactly sodium-free, but delicious and worth every calorie. But we have to do this some more because I always get so many emails from people saying, oh, I'm so glad I'm out of there, what you guys are going through.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.